The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3100. Yeah, another round number. How about that? So today we're going to continue our series of looks at 2023, what we have to expect in Star Wars storytelling, and review 2022 as well. This time we are focused on animation. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voylott, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So it's going to feel like 2021 all over again in 2023 because we have the Bad Batch and Star Wars Visions on tap once again. And if you'll recall, Bad Batch debuted in May of 21 and Visions Volume 1 debuted in September of 2021. And for 2023, Star Wars storytelling and animation-wise, kicks off with The Bad Batch on January 4th, Wednesday, with not one but two episodes for the season premiere. There will also be a two-episode mid-season finale, as it were, but they're not really taking a break or anything like that. They're just putting two episodes to cap off the first half of the season. And then they will do a two-episode finale on March 29th. Incidentally, one of those episodes is called The Summit, and it makes me think of Mount Tantus. Just wondering whether that mountain that appeared at the end of season one of The Bad Batch is going to figure in to season two. You imagine that it might, and that there's probably some kind of advanced cloning situation happening there based on what we know of Tantus from Legends and the original Thrawn trilogy way back in the 90s. But yeah, we'll learn a lot more soon enough. The point is that from January through March, it is going to be Bad Batch every single week. And that will put us into spring of 2023, but of course spring will actually go all the way into the second half of June, so there's a lot of room when we say that Star Wars Visions Volume 2 is coming to Disney Plus in spring of 2023. That is the way it stands right now. And as far as we know, it is once again 9 animated shorts, and this time, instead of all being from anime studios in Japan, it's coming from places around the world, including Japan. At least one short is coming from Japan, and also India, the UK, the US, Ireland, Spain, Chile, France, and South Africa. And just as a reminder, along with the release of Visions Volume 1, there was a filmmaker focus, or you know, something to that effect, basically a behind-the-scenes thing that was released along with Visions Volume 1, so I imagine that they would probably do the same thing for Visions Volume 2. But that's not the only thing that's happening in the world of Star Wars animation in spring of 2023. Young Jedi Adventures is also slated to start up on Disney Plus and Disney Junior. That is the series designed for preschool and elementary school audiences, set in the High Republic, focused on younglings learning lessons about being a Jedi. And until we actually start seeing these episodes, it's hard to say whether this will really bear on the events of the High Republic, as we are tracking that whole mega ginormous multi-platform multimedia initiative, or if it's just going to be one of those things where it happens to take place in the era and somebody learns a lesson about compassion, for example, that is, you know, something that could be learned in any era of Star Wars time and not necessarily connected to the events of Phase 1, Phase 2, or Phase 3. That is yet to be seen, but we will learn a lot within the first half of the year. After that, there's only one other animation project that we still don't know the status of, which was announced back at that Disney Investor Day in December of 2020. That is a droid story, which is supposed to introduce us to a new hero, and that person is supposed to be guided, or that droid maybe, I don't know, is supposed to be guided by R2-D2 and C-3PO. Anthony Daniels had posted on his Instagram a photo of himself at a studio in England, and he was in a motion capture suit. So the only thing that anybody knew about in terms of the character of C-3PO being, still an active development was a droid story. So that's kind of where the brain went automatically for that. But we haven't heard a single thing about what's going on with it. We do know that it is supposed to be a joint effort with Lucasfilm Animation and Industrial Light and Magic. But beyond that, we've got nothing. So hopefully we will find out more about that this year. So compared to 2022, 2023 is going to be a bonanza of animation. There were really only two things that were animation specific in 2022 for Star Wars. One of them was the release of Tales of the Jedi, those six shorts that dropped a couple of months ago, and then also the little short Zen, Grogu, and Dust Bunnies that came out. That was in November. So yeah, it's been pretty dry in terms of animation in 2022. I mean, and that's not a comment on the quality of, say, Tales of the Jedi or the little Zen short or anything like that. It just means that we didn't get a lot. And that's okay. But we're really going to be served up in a major way in 2023, which is very exciting. And if we get any more news about a droid story or any other animated projects that might be in development, then we will talk about them here, of course, on the show. But for now, that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. And it just remains for me to say, thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited, or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.